My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it has been said that the life of Jesus in 3 years was the journey to Jerusalem. So at this point of time, Jesus was nearing Jerusalem. And Jesus wept for the city. Jerusalem, the city of peace, is a prominent place, for here stands the temple, the place of God's presence among the people. Jesus wept over this city, where his destiny will be accomplished. He comes as a meek king to offer the way of peace. But people, moved by their leaders, want a political messiah to drive away their enemies. At this point, the Romans. When the Jews rebelled against the Romans, the city and the temple were destroyed, sometimes in the year 70. Indeed, Jesus said in the gospel today, "Indeed, the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up ramparts around you and surround you and hem in on every side. They will crush you to the ground, you and your children within you, and they will not leave within you one stone upon another, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation from God." My dear brothers and sisters, however, the Jewish faith would survive through the efforts of the rabbis with the Torah as the foundation. The Christians, on the other hand, will see in Jesus' sacrifice on Calvary the new and eternal sacrifice to God. The body of Christ with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit becomes the new temple. Jesus once said to the Samaritan woman in the Gospel of John, he says, "The hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the spirit and in truth." As we continue the Mass, my dear brothers and sisters, we should listen to what the Lord tells us today, because in this Mass, the Lord visits us. Amen.